200 about will be also be at your reception. Do you care about the duplication?
Why?
I was just wondering, would you suggest your reception be just that?
Just the mat, exactly.
Which was much the better thing, because then I can chat with them, I can talk to them a little, and their eyes will be coming the next day, so you're not sliding,
mine should be bound.
And that, they will go allow you to get a few more. Treasury will go ahead with this reception at Smithsonian of the 1600, and they'll go from here over to there afterwards, and you can decide to join their wives there.
Exactly.
So this is just a mention.
Yes, I think you can hands on.
Yes. All right. That'll work fine. Then, the other question is that newspaper group that now develops, there's going to be 50 publishers plus wives and so on in Alaska, which is 115 people. We're exploring the possibility of Hickel including, but that's too many people to add to his reception.
You want to go by it too.
So the question is whether you want to drop by it or not, and it's really completely up to you. Instead of you going, we could have Rogers, Morton, Bill Rogers, and Roger Morton, and Scally and Ziegler drop by, and Klein will also be there. Klein's doing a PC at the meeting that day. There's lots of other administration people do go back at that vote. Now, I don't think you have to receive those people. You could just go in and say hi to them in some way.
Well, what is the Hickel Hoyas reception? Is it
200? Knowing where those go, it may go up some.
Yeah.
We told them 200. I would guess it would be around that.
Well, just they know
we have. You have enough time, so you could do both if you want to. And maybe it's... Go by
that. Don't promise that I'll speak. Don't promise that I'll receive.
Okay, just say you will drop by.
I'll drop by and I might just drop by to say hello and say I've got to go on. I'm sorry, I'm having another reception. I've got time, I'll check.
Southern California to Washington, right up.
Yeah.
So instead of painfully,
always be painfully through it and trying to look animated.
Well, if you can't do them, like the rest of us can go painfully through them and be a dud, and it doesn't matter, but you can, because you're center stage.
My judge for you.
Look like you're taking a high shot. Everybody's looking over to see what your expression is.
Right. That's why they, you know, I take these ambassador name shows, 5-10 minute deal. Every one of those ambassadors, biggest goddamn moment he'll have while he's here. So I gotta think.
It's the height of his career for most of those men. Is that minute that you have?
Well, I give more than that.
Another
10 minute. I study every one of their backgrounds. So I speak something about their country. I already do a whole job.
But you think
I don't know whether this guy is, I don't know whether Mossberg is smart enough to know how good it is. You better, why don't you see if he does?
Okay.
You ought to get around him. Yeah, it's really healthy. He's got an estate for people in there. But I really work those people. I talk about the big men in the world, and I give them some talk about their countries, and I talk about their background.
You know? For that guy, that's important. Could help.
It is.
For almost all of those people, this will be the most important post of their career.
Sure.
And the most important moment in that post is when they present their credentials to you.
That's right.
Because it's the most personal moment they'll have with you.
Take pictures they can.
Get that picture. But they have a chance to talk to you.
And that's what it means more.
To a career foreign service type who's from some...
We do these things, I must say, awfully well.
Plenty of constant. They're staged well for getting them done quickly, and then you put so much into them that they can't
only feel it. There's no routine. And neither of these events that we do here in the Stan cabin.
Yeah.
I work those things awfully hard.
I called Virginia Nauer, and she was very much appreciated that. Right. She said, boy, those people went out of there floating on a cloud. She said, some of them are not for us, but they still said, you know, they were very impressed with how interested the president was and that he cared about what they had to say.
Yeah. What you might do, it occurred to me, which about once a week, you just might have an hour and a half to listen, which would be a way to take care of a bunch of people without sorting. You know, just listen. Maybe congressmen sometime, you know, just get in a group of them in the cabin and sit there.
If you wouldn't mind getting it, it'd be a hell of a device.
Just listen and say, would you like to come in? A person like to hear your views and some things, and anybody can have 5 minutes. It's quite a device.
So it's really better than trying to do it, through, you know, with our
here and this and that, crack around and set them up there, and they all sit in there.
What do you figure about 10 to 15 people?
I fill the cabin.
Come on, go around.
I don't know whether he's going to get. It depends on how many you can get through, but if you make it, yeah, well, you're
25 minutes, you're 100 minutes, that's too much.
Yeah. About 15. 15 is about right. The same size you cut. And have a couple of have other writers behind it.
Yeah.
Rather than you'd like to come in. Just listen to you, but
the main thing about here is
not to load with just the same farts that I see all the time. You see,
yeah.
I go over this track many times, but I must say I don't want to ever do that business council again. I just don't want to open my list again. It is not worth our time.
Yeah.
Or you don't you agree?
Yeah.
No, I do agree. Jesus Christ. Now they owe us one. There's others to come in another occasion.
Something funny is going on in China. They have a stand down on civil aviation there for nearly a week now. Mm. And today they have canceled the October 1st parade on their national holiday. We've had other reports that they've been taking down pictures of Mao. So, I beg your pardon?
He died.
It's possible that he died. It's possible that there's a domestic upheaval. They first had a stand down on commercial aviation on the 13th of September, then they resumed on the 15th, then they stood down again. All flights to and from East Peking have been canceled. As you know, we've had one hell of a time getting answers out of them, which is totally uncharacteristic. No leader of the of the Chinese government has been seen anywhere. Well, it could be that the Cultural Revolution Group has struck back.
Red Guard.
Well, it wouldn't be Red Guard, else they've destroyed, but see what they have been doing is purging the leaders of the Cultural Revolution.
Yeah, the Mao occurs.
Yeah. If Mao indeed purged them, unless Mao... See, one other possibility is that Mao himself was elevated to godhood, but put out of the play. In 1960, Mao, it now appears, was, after the failure of the Great Leap Forward, was in effect supplanted by Liu Chao, whatever his name is. Then Mao organized the Cultural Revolution in part to get back at him. Resumed the government. And then the Cultural Revolution, so now it's possible that Zhou Enlai in effect deified Mao but took him out of the action. I don't want to speculate too much, but this is what could be happening. Poor Mao could have died. Which is the complex explanation. But this, for them to cancel the October 1st parade is a highly in fact, that's never happened. It's unusual, they're saying nothing.
It has to do with, maybe if they're kicking it out on Zhou Enlai for his American initiative.
That could be another thing that the American initiative gave the...
just too much for us all.
Conceivable. But those are the guys who are also the most, no, they're the most anti-Russian too.
No.
The Cultural Revolutionists were the ones that physically peed on the Russian ambassador. And,
well, put yourself in that position. Either side has got, it would seem to me, has got to play this game with us.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be my guess.
And, except the problem will be if Mao did die, it's just to pull the thing together, whether they can get themselves organized fast enough to do the visit. I don't know.
Well, the visit of October.
Well, the visit of October would almost certainly go by the board. But they...
I think they could get together with the other.
Yeah, it's too early to
expect. That's right. You should hear. Well, no, you sent Walter back another message.
Yeah, but they had not yet heard on any of the other things. And that's just very uncharacteristic. When you proposed the 22nd and 23rd, which was our first choice, namely this week.
But you didn't think it'd get to them, and you said there was some problem.
Well, I thought it was tight, but at least then they would normally give you an answer that it couldn't be done that fast. They would not normally simply not reply. And they would not certainly stand down all their civil aviation and to cut off all of Peking. Peking has been cut off by planes.
My guess is that it's going to just work out.
But it's hit the press, and we've instructed Ziegler to make absolutely no comment, saying you should call special ed. So now you the only came up with any of these feelings. I was going to ask somebody else to do this.
I hope that, now one thing you've got to get clear on is I just haven't time to see everybody check on the government on this, is there some, this is just what to deliver the boss? Oh, hell, he's going to come in and talk, and they give him a long talk of paper that he's the second most powerful man in the country, and I've seen the second most powerful man in every country. I have 140 countries to go through.
Well, he has planned to get a urgent message for you, okay?
Yeah, but does he understand if it's 10 minutes or not? What does he understand?
If he thinks it's half an hour.
He could have controlled the process.
Oh, yeah.